Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is back in the de facto Palestinian capital, Ramallah, after a groundbreaking speech last week at the United Nations. He asked that Palestine be accepted as a UN member. Abbas has never been described as a charismatic leader, but he's riding a new wave of popularity among his public. The question is, where is he going to ride it to? The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Huge posters with the president's picture were hung from streetlights in Ramallah on Sunday, while crowds of Palestinians stood on the sidewalk to see the motorcade of President Abbas pass by. Returning from his trip to UN headquarters in New York, one of the first things Abbas did was lay a wreath at the tomb of the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. But it was clearly Abbas himself who was the man of the hour. Youth from the West Bank town of Jenin, a hotbed of Palestinian militancy during the last Intifada, carried pictures of Abbas and shouted allegiance to their president and the revolution. Upwards of 5,000 people gathered to welcome Abbas back from what many Palestinians see as their president's historic trip. My brothers and sisters, Abbas told the crowd, hold your heads up, you are Palestinians. But the president said the diplomatic and political campaign of the Palestinian leadership is just getting started. There's a long way to go, he said, and he asked for the public's help. Many Palestinians doubted that Abbas would ever defy the United States by asking the Security Council for full UN membership. But by doing just that, and by giving a defiant speech on the floor of the UN General Assembly last Friday, Abbas seems to have come into his own. Palestinian journalist Bassem Barhoum says the president has finally emerged from the shadow of the late Yasser Arafat.
We were still live with Arafat stage. Now we started with Abbas stage.
And what's next?
Next, I don't know. We have to wait and see.
The U.S. has promised to veto the Palestinian bid for U.N. membership in the Security Council. Abbas is then expected to ask the General Assembly to recognize Palestine as a non-member observer state. Whatever happens in New York, though, Palestinians are feeling a newfound sense of dignity and hope, says university teacher Iman Taher. Palestinians might not know exactly how to get there, but she says Abbas has articulated to everyone where they want to go.
We need to have life like others. This is which is all the people here is looking forward to see in the future, to have their state.
For all his newfound success, it's not clear what's next for Abbas the politician. The 76-year-old leader is said to be conscious of his legacy. He has said he won't run in another election. There's speculation that Abbas is looking to resign sooner than later, but Ala Yagi, a member of the president's Fatah party, says the president should stick around and take advantage of his new political momentum.
It's very good start for the Palestinian politics, you know, for the Palestinian future. So I think it shouldn't be a good step if he's going to resign.
But if Abbas is serious about leading the way back to negotiations with Israel, Palestinian president has not started to move in that direction, says Paul Hirshon of the Israeli Foreign Ministry. For example, Hirshon says Abbas has signaled just the opposite by accusing Israel of the following.
Occupation for 63 years. If we're talking about the Israeli being an occupier for 63 years, then it's not about the West Bank, it's not about the Gaza Strip, but it's about the existence of a Jewish state.
But Abbas says he wants a Palestinian state to live side by side with Israel. This isn't about delegitimizing Israel or destroying Israel.
If that's the case, we can do a deal.
It's tough to see how a deal would be possible anytime soon between Abbas and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Palestinian president was just quoted as saying that he viewed Netanyahu as the most inflexible Israeli leader he's ever known. And Mahmoud Abbas has a lot of experience. He's taken part in negotiations with 5 previous Israeli prime ministers. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.